Hello and good morning, everyone. Thanks for taking time to come to today's Silverlight Firestarter event. We'll be getting started in just a few. Some quick announcements, and there's my clicker. Thanks. Or not. There you go. So here's the agenda. As you can tell, we have a stellar speaker lineup. A really, really, really good speaker lineup. We'll have an event kickoff, and I'll quickly introduce you to Mark Hinsbaugh, our general manager. He's just waiting for me to move out of the way. Mark is our general manager, USDPE, that is developer and platform evangelism. So our importance to the community, our commitment to the community, is what Mark will talk about, and he'll also give you a little introduction into the Rhea clients and tell you how we can improve your experience. Let me hold this. We have this room full, so if you see more people coming in, if you can adjust a little, so please do that. We have another overflow room right here, we also have almost close to 1,600 people online. So if you can keep the chatter going, keep the banter going, give your experience from here to the online world, that'd be great. Cell phones. Please put your cell phones on stun mode if you have not already done so. We have a lot of speakers here and a lot of people sitting in the audience, so cell phones constant ringing would be annoying. Breakfast, lunch, and some snacks will be provided at every break. And if you need to go to the restrooms, they're just right around the corner. The most important thing, evaluations. Please do fill out your evaluations for those of you seeing this online. We will have the evaluation sent to you via email for all registered attendees. And if you don't receive an evaluation by the end of the day, please come by or please send me an email and I can send it to you. For in-person people, I'll come and collect the evaluations end of the day. You should already have one. Anyone here without an evaluation, raise your hand. I'll get those evaluations to you. Tweet your thoughts, #SLFS. So if you have not already tweeted, it's time to start doing so. All the questions are taken for our online audience. All our questions are being taken through Twitter. If the question's a little too long, feel free to send me an email. My email address is mithund@microsoft.com. And if you have anything related with this event, if you have any questions, concerns, feel free to email it to me or visit my blog or tweet me. Thanks. I quickly want to introduce Mark. Mark, come on over. Thanks so much for your support. This was possible because Mark supported us and in this event. So thank you so much, Mark. You can take it on from here.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. And thanks, everyone, for being here today. As Mithun said, I'm responsible for our developer evangelism in the U.S., so it's great to see all of you here today. Hopefully, it's no surprise that Microsoft loves developers, and we love the community of developers. But, I mean, we do that for a number of reasons. A, it's super critical what we do together when we're going to talk about Silverlight. And, I mean, we're a platform company. When we ship technologies like Silverlight and you run the plugin, for all that we love it, it's quite frankly pretty uninteresting until someone builds an app on it that lights it up and uses it for, you know, delighting customers or delighting businesses or whatever it is. And that's you, right? That's what you build. So that's what a big part of what fires us up. We're also a company of developers. So we are a part of the community. We still believe, you know, one of the things I get frustrated sometimes about in my job is when you read all these articles that, you know, software is dead, outsource your development, it doesn't matter, who cares? You know, we do care. I fundamentally believe that we can still change the world, that we've only scratched the surface of what we can do together. And that's why we're here. We believe being part of the local developer community as well. It's why we have people, you know, like Mithun, who's responsible for the Northwest in the U.S. for our developer community. We have people around the U.S. We have people around the world, hopefully being part of your developer network. We also have a lot of challenges. There's a lot of developers and not that many of us. For all you might see Microsoft here, there, and everywhere, there quite frankly aren't that many of us, and we'd love to connect as much as we can with all of you. So I've been glad today to see there were almost 2,000 people at this event, right? So there's about 400 people that registered in person that are coming, either sitting here. We had to get an overflow room. And then there's around 1,500 people that are joining us online. Now, when we did events like this 2 years ago, we'd probably have 200 people at a physical event. So we're sort of gone to a 10x scaling model, if you want. I think it's good, both in gives an opportunity to connect broader, but also the way all of you and all of us work, where, you know, sometimes we are at work and we just want to listen, you know, in, or we can't get to the physical event, or some of our people online are in other countries and other parts of the world but still want to get a benefit from the content. So the reason why I say that is we really want your feedback. Mithun put up all the ways you can contact him, and he can get to me. If you have suggestions on how we better connect, how we better reach, how do we get to you what you want and what you need from us, to get your job done better, let us know. We're constantly evolving our model, if you want, for reaching out, and sort of our mix between online, offline, you know, Twittering, Facebook, you name it, whatever method works to get out. So give us feedback on what works or what doesn't work. We're definitely committed fully to keeping that connection up with you and improving it year over year. So with that, let me transition into the topic of today, which is Silverlight. But I just want to broaden it a little bit and talk about rich user experiences, because another sort of pet frustration of mine has been how undervalued user experience has been over the last couple of years. I would argue that we sort of had the internet revolution, which was great for all of us, but quite frankly, I mean, I started my development career in sort of the era of the Commodore 64 and through the Amiga and so on. And it was frustrating to me that the user experience we get on the web is poorer than what I had on a 16-bit or an 8-bit computer, you know, in the 80s. And we talk about whether we're in consumer space, you know, of rich media experiences, or if we're in the business space. You know, one of the key, I don't know if you know, but one of the key reasons why business apps aren't used is because the user experience sucks. We had this phenomenal CRM system internally that our sales force used, and no one wanted to use it. Yet when we then built a rich user experience that integrated with Outlook, where all the sellers live, and they could sort of book their meetings and say which customers they met, all of a sudden everything spiked, because it was a user experience that was designed and delivered to the way they work, which is disconnected, it's in Outlook, and so on. Right? We also have more graphics power on our machines today than what sent the man to the moon in the 70s. And it's just a waste to let that get going. And we're seeing in all our engagements, it's sort of, I think it's obvious, right, for those of you that work with rich media, that that's the way it's going to go. And there's still a big gap if you look at what the gaming industry can produce with rich accelerated hardware to where the average, you know, website experience is. There's still a huge, huge gap. But it's equally true in business applications, large or small. And so we're seeing an increasing number of people that are refreshing and delivering a much better. And user experience is not just about nice graphics, right? It's also about the application working and responding and transitioning in an intuitive way that users want. And that's where Silverlight comes in, you know, perfectly, because you want that combination of this richness, yet you also want that deployment model and ease of scale that the web gives you. And you want to drag it from just a pure internet-connected experience over to a disconnected using the full device, whether that device is online or offline. So you will hear a lot from us. You'll see a lot of continued investments and innovations in client, which, you know, given that we were built on Windows, as a graphic user interface, shouldn't be a surprise, for us as a company. But it's going to be a huge focus over the next couple of years. And you know, if you look around, there is a lot of excitement. You know, Windows 7 is getting a lot of positive buzz. But you can also look to things like the iPhone and so on. Rich user experience. People said first, hey, just use the web as a programming model for it. And then everyone came back and said, no, that's not good enough. We want to use the touchscreen capabilities. We want to use the accelerometer. We want to create experiences. And I think you'll see more and more, regardless of what type of application you build, demand for that. So with that, I'm really glad to have Scott here today because he's the guy who decides the future of Silverlight and definitely has the best insight, I'd say, in both what we have today and where we're going. So without any further ado, thanks, Scott, and the scene's all yours.